There's unprecedented security around Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Thursday. All 50 American states are also on alert for possible violent protests. National Guard troops have been sent en masse to Washington, D.C. to deter any repeat of last week's deadly riots. The Biden team has set out its plans to reverse key policies put in place by the outgoing President Donald Trump. To discuss this, our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks joins us now. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Nita.
We've seen those pictures of Washington looking like a fortress, but it's not just there. Authorities right across the board on high alert. What precautions are being taken and where?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I think it's almost impossible to overstate what's taking place in Washington, D.C. over this weekend, ahead of an event that traditionally is a celebration of American democracy. It reflects the inauguration, the fundamental principle that lies at the heart of America's constitution and governing arrangements, the peaceful transfer of power from one administration to another. And here, Joe Biden will be taking the oath of office behind a physical ring of steel that now surrounds not just the congressional building on Capitol Hill, where he will be swearing the oath, but it cuts deep into the central business district within the city as well. 20,000 plus National Guard troops on deployment here in Washington. That is four times the number of U.S. troops deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan combined, all over the country, particularly in state capitals, where the FBI has warned of possible violence. We're seeing state legislatures being boarded up, governors' mansions being boarded up, additional security being brought in some cases the National Guard, in other cases just strengthened numbers of law enforcement personnel. And there is a real sense of nervousness, particularly, of course, here in Washington, because this will be the focus of Wednesday's day-long events that see Donald Trump depart the White House, not attend his successor's inauguration, Joe Biden take the oath of office, a hasty, deep industrial cleaning of the building that will be taking place after Donald Trump leaves, because the Democrats are concerned that the White House has served as an epicenter for COVID-19 now on two separate occasions. And then the Biden team will start to move in and come to grips with simply unparalleled circumstances in America for an incoming administration, not just the pandemic crisis and the economic catastrophe it's engendered, but now this very real political and security issue that's going to continue here in Washington way after Joe Biden's oath of office has stopped echoing around the halls of Congress.
Really an incredible situation. Has there been any more word from Donald Trump at all over these fears and tensions around security?
Well, absolutely nothing beyond the video that he put out under duress several days ago, in which he urged his supporters not to participate in further acts of violence, saying that if they did so, they would be demonstrating that they are not his true supporters. We do know that as late as Friday night, he had a visitor in the White House in the form of a very well-known pillow company executive here, who's been very outspoken in his support of Donald Trump, and for some reason was not only admitted to the White House grounds, but was able to go into the Oval Office carrying papers in which press who photographed the documents could see he was advocating for the president to declare martial law in the United States and put at least one political extremist in charge of the CIA. There have been meetings of the Trump family over the weekend, a lot of focus on the upcoming impeachment trial of the president in the Senate, which could get underway as early as Thursday. But only if he can find a lawyer. He's finding it very difficult to recruit a legal team, which may be due to the fact that late last week we learned that President Trump is currently refusing to pay the bills of his most loyal legal eagle, Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Giuliani's been seen back at the White House. Maybe there's a deal in the works, Nita. Trump pays the bills. Giuliani then defends him at the impeachment trial. We will see what happens.
Watch this space. And of course, Biden said he's going to get to work straight away, reversing some of Trump's policies. Do we know what his top priorities are? What can we expect?
Yeah, absolutely. And now suddenly there's a new foreign policy crisis that Joe Biden is going to have to deal with. And that is the news that has come out of Russia just within the last few minutes, that opposition activist Alexei Navalny has been arrested by the authorities immediately upon landing at an airport in Moscow. So that is going to be a very fresh test of Joe Biden's willingness to break with the Trump administration's relatively sympathetic handlings of all things that relate to Russia. At the stroke of an executive pen, Joe Biden says he's going to take America back into the Paris Climate Change Accords. He's going to undo Donald Trump's Muslim travel ban on countries with predominantly Islamic populations. But as much as there is going to be an extensive flourish of that pen and the signing of all sorts of executive orders, you know, it's just as true for Joe Biden as it has been for Donald Trump. This is not an authoritarian system of government. Executive orders in and of themselves don't tend to accomplish very much. So the really hard stuff is going to get underway when Joe Biden advances that $1.9 trillion spending package to deal with COVID-19. And he has to try to persuade conservative Democrats and obviously recalcitrant Republicans in the Senate to back his plans. That's going to be a very early test of his capacity to build consensus.
Simon Marks, thank you so much for your time. That was our US correspondent, Simon Marks. We will no doubt be in touch throughout the week.